This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have a probably mini episode for you. You never know how these things go. About weird holiday marketing. Our Savor holiday tradition.
And what a tradition it is.
Yes, because who doesn't love a corporate tie-in?
Especially around the holidays.
Warms your heart.
And, it does.
And your shareholders.
Yes. This is becoming a bit of a tradition. Also, I have so many ideas for these short ones, but we have still not nailed down quite what we call them. I think we bounce around over a couple of things.
Yeah, we do it a different way every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, just roll with it. It'd be cool. I think probably obviously we are not sponsored by anything we're talking about.
Nope.
That could change. I doubt it. But currently, we are not sponsored by anything.
Currently not.
Yes. So I feel like this year didn't have as many fun, strange holiday things as past year. The episode we did last year, there was a lot of stuff that people were listing that I was like, I don't feel like that's strange.
Yeah, it's
like,
not weird enough. Yeah, it's just a flavor. It's just like hot cocoa flavored.
Exactly. But there were a couple things that stood out. And one of the big things was, for me, that this is the year of Elf food. Elf the movie. Because it is the 20th anniversary. If you haven't seen it, which I believe you have
I have never seen this film, no. Okay. Will Ferrell is, to be honest, not my favorite comedic actor. Mm. A hot take, I suppose. But yeah, but yeah, I'll see it eventually, I guess.
Well, that's kind of funny because I remember when it came out because it came out the same day as Matrix Reloaded, or like really close to when Matrix Reloaded came out. And okay. My friend group split over who went to go see Elf and who went to go see Matrix Reloaded.
Dang.
And I went to go see Matrix Reloaded, of course. So I didn't see Elf until within the last like 5-7 years.
Okay.
But now it is one I watch pretty much every year.
Oh.
Yes. But in it, it's a very classic, like the iconic scene is that Will Ferrell's buddy the elf explains to this human family who does not believe he is an elf that there are four food groups: candy, candy corn, candy cane, and syrup. And he is determined to make breakfast for the family. So he makes spaghetti angel hair pasta, and then puts like a maple syrup and candy and whipped cream on it and like makes them all these Tupperwares to take. Of course, they're like, this is gross, but they're trying to hide it. But he's like living his best life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So delicious. So with that baseline out of the way, I saw a couple. One is a couple of tie-ins with this. One is Goldfish Graham's Elf Maple Syrup. Yeah. So this is the snack that smiles back is introducing a limited edition maple syrup flavor that gives swirly twirly gumdrops a run for their money. And no, we aren't sitting on a throne of lies when we say the snack comes in iconic shapes from the movie, like Buddy the Elf's hat and a bottle of maple syrup. And a lot of people, that's sort of the what the company says about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people jokingly were like, these shapes aren't clear. We don't know what they are. But, yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
It's got
why
lot
not?
Of quotes from the movie in that short
blurb. Yeah. I'll say that the maple and grams, like graham crackers, sound like a good combination. I'm not viscerally offended by that.
Yeah, yeah. The shapes are kind of funny. I recommend looking at it. One more is Mrs. Butterworth's Elf Pancake Mix.
Okay.
Okay, so here's this description about that one. If you aren't into spaghetti and maple syrup for breakfast, these festive sugar cookie pancakes are a great second choice. Include pancake mix, frosting, and sprinkles. This kit will help you whip up the most tasty holiday treat. You can even pair it with Mrs. Butterworth's elf syrup for the ultimate elf breakfast experience. After all, everyone needs one of the main food groups in their meal.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay. What in the actual heck is elf syrup? I'm looking this up right now. So this is a live read. Here we go. Uh-huh. Syrup is our favorite. Make it your favorite too with this Elf Movie Special Edition Mrs. Butterworth's original pancake syrup. Enjoy the thick, rich deliciousness of our original breakfast syrup with the fun-filled collector's bottle. Featuring special edition elf movie character graphics. Take it to Buddy's level by pairing it with our elf sugar cookie pancake kit for a festive spin on a favorite breakfast food. Whether you prefer topping pancakes, waffles, French toast, or even pasta, treat every day like Christmas with Mrs. Butterworth's. After all, syrup is one of the main food groups.
Well, in the movie, there is a scene where Buddy mistakes whiskey for syrup.
Oh,
it goes
no.
just about as well as you can imagine.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Actually, probably goes better than you imagine.
That's good.
I did notice some local businesses around Atlanta, including a local theater near us, was playing Elf, and they had the spaghetti.
Oh, right. One of those like dinner and a movie pop-ups that will do like food pairings with every scene or like every act in a film. Like every time that there's an iconic food in a film, they'll like bring out that dish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just can't. I don't know. I'm sure it can't be awful or else why would you sell it? I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, like aside from the fact that I'm hypoglycemic and I would die and murder everyone else on my way out, like that sugar crash would be gnarly. But angel hair pasta with maple syrup actually sounds good.
Okay.
I like pasta. I like maple syrup. Sure. Yeah. Like I'm not mad about it.
Well, listeners, let us know if you've tried this or made this because people have recipes for it. I would love to know.
Yeah, I might leave the candy and whipped cream off because that's going to a place. But
yeah, I'm sure it could work.
I think the whipped cream could work. I'm not sure if candy is it would depend on the candy. I'm thinking texturally how that would work out.
I think in the movie it's M&M's. It looks like M&M's.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's my disapproval noise. But okay. All right. So we cannot forget about the other famous elf of Christmas marketing, Elf on the Shelf, because that phenomenon has also started co-branding. For example, a frozen farmer put out some branded ice cream products with Elf on the Shelf, including pints of Santa's Cookies ice cream, which is like a vanilla ice cream with red and green sugar cookie crumbles, and then some ice cream sandwiches made out of sugar cookies stuffed with this ice cream. Pretty straightforward, you know. Pillsbury has co-branded with Funfetti cookie mixes in flavors like hot cocoa cookies with marshmallow bits and red sprinkles, sugar cookies with candy bits, and sugar cookies with candy cane sprinkles. A little bit more weirdly, Kellogg's cereal has some branded Elf on the Shelf cold cereal in three flavors, hot cocoa, sugar cookie, and snow cream.
Okay.
Or snow creme. It's not cream, it's creme. Snow creme.
Oh, I see.
I don't understand what that means. But yeah, all three cereals are in festive star shapes and also contain mini marshmallows. The marketing copy on that one is, Scout elves bring Christmas magic to your breakfast cereals. Serve up an official cereal of the North Pole, trademark, to celebrate your Scout elf's return. Or perhaps your elf will stage a good morning surprise and deliver these special treats for you to try.
Oh no, a good morning surprise. I feel threatened.
Okay, two things. A, I love things that would make Kellogg roll in his grave.
Right.
And this certainly counts.
Yes. Yep.
So good. So
see
good.
Your episode about that.
Yeah.
For more on that.
Yeah. B, man, whatever y'all get up to for the holiday season, I want you to do it. I personally find Elf on the Shelf creepy. And
it's a lot of work.
Very, well, I mean, like the work part doesn't, like, sure, like it's the holidays, like, you know, you're trying to make stuff special for your family, but I'm like, but like, is really the panopticon, like police state, like the way that you want to celebrate the holidays? I don't know. Yeah. In any case, yeah. Creepy narc doll sold separately in all of these cases.
Well, moving on from that, I found that McCormick's has this limited edition line of holiday donuts, donut bites.
Okay. Yeah.
From what I read, you can get these at a restaurant in New York. Again, listeners, write in.
Yeah.
But I did want to read the descriptions that they're
please.
Offering.
Please do.
Okay. All right. It's all gravy. No holiday meal is complete without gravy and stuffing. Our unique take on the classics will redefine your perception of sweet and savory treats. Crafted with McCormick brown gravy-infused dough and elevated by a touch of maple cheesecake filling with notes of ground black pepper, this donut is topped with a brown gravy glaze, ground sage, and black pepper stuffing crumbles sprinkled with garlic powder. Cranberry craze. For a side dish, cranberry sauce gets the spotlight in a donut recipe that is as stunning as it is delicious. With a burst of tangy flavor from cranberry jam filling featuring McCormick rosemary leaves, this donut features a vibrant cranberry and rosemary puree glaze, rolled in donut crumbles, and topped with dried cranberries. Pumpkin to talk about. Dessert is served with a twist on classic pumpkin pie. Featuring McCormick pumpkin pie spice, nutmeg, and cinnamon in the creamy filling, the sweet treat is topped with a pumpkin glaze, rolled in pecan streusel crumbles, and garnished with a mouth-watering meringue dollop sprinkled with ground cinnamon. That's quite a spread.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I think that those get less bonkers as they go. Which is fun. They wanted to make sure that right at the top you got the most bonkers one in case you like TLDR'd it. I love sweet and savory together. That is not a problem that I have. And when you say like cheesecake with black pepper, that actually sounds great.
Right.
I kind of want to try that. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about gravy infused dough, I don't know what to do.
It's hard to envision. It's kind of a big ask for us to imagine what this could be other than very salty and then sweet.
Yeah, and I also, like, I understand the words brown gravy and I understand the word glaze. But when you say brown gravy glaze, again, my imagination is failing me and I can imagine quite a lot. So I can't quite picture the flavor. I hope it's delicious. The other two sound good. Like, I mean, like a little bit of rosemary in your cranberry sauce is delicious.
Yeah. I mean, pumpkin to talk about, I had to read just because the name. Oh, the sure. name.
Yeah.
What am I to do?
Yeah. But. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's normal. That's fine. Holy heck, it's all gravy. Okay. I wanted to put in here, I did look for like Hanukkah themed things like this. And as I suspected, like celebrants of Hanukkah don't really go in for all this fuss or zinnis. If you will. mostly, like, Hanukkah is about eating dairy or fried things, and those just aren't as easily marketed as, like, Christmas flavors, you know? But I wanted to put something in here, and so I will say that people get really creative with menorahs. Just for one example, this jewelry and bag designer brand called Susan Alexandra has put out a watermelon menorah. That was last year. It's like a big glass slice of watermelon on its rind end, and the candles stick out of the red melon flesh, you know? And then this year, an olive martini glass menorah. So it's like a glass thing, and the martini glass is in the center, and that's where your lighten candle goes. And then there are olives, eight olives along the base that you stick the rest of the candles in.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. Very creative. Very creative.
Yeah. Speaking of alcohol.
Yeah. So this isn't really holiday based, but a lot of people message, I'm going to guess you, but definitely me, about it. And, you know, I'm sure it was done as sort of a holiday
push.
Maybe you'll give it as a gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It definitely sold out, as with many of these things we talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But that is the Doritos nacho cheese flavored liquor. It's a real thing from Empirical and Doritos. Gosh. Yep. Mm-hmm. So according to the site, here's what it tastes like. The real thing. experience the indulgent flavors of your favorite snack in a liquid form. The spirit opens with umami and tangy aromas of nacho cheese, moving to the deeper corn-flavored flavors of the chip to finish on a soft, salty note. It continues, Lauren.
Oh, my gosh.
Doritos touch on all the flavor points we crave as people. There's that umami component, a saltiness, a sort of sweet and sour tang, and a teeny bit of bitterness all in one bite. And most chefs will at some point admit that it's a guilty pleasure they indulge in. This was certainly proven as we sampled the beta version of the spirit to our many restaurant colleagues and witnessed the same laughter and joy we had when we first tasted it.
Wowzers.
I mean, laughter and joy, I could only assume. Maybe it was good, but that is kind of a funny thought that they were like, Doritos liquor. there's a whole story behind this, how it allegedly happened. Apparently, one of the distillers just threw nacho-flavored Dorito chips in the liquor, which, by the way, they don't specify what it is. It just is alcohol.
Okay. I'm assuming it's a neutral spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, it's actually good. Let's do it. I have read wildly varying takes on if it is good or not.
Okay, okay.
But some people have said it's good. I don't know. Maybe.
I could see it. I could see it being just fine. You know. I like a corn whiskey sometimes. Like those notes. Those notes can be good. And I like nacho cheese.
You know, I do. To their credit, mm-hmm. I do think that sometimes, and I think a lot of the things we've talked about fit into this category for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. I'm not used to having a cheese element in my alcohol. So yeah, I think that's part of the issue. But also, I will say, when I was in high school, I loved Doritos. And I would I would put them in sandwiches as like a crunch element.
Totally.
Like, I do think there's room, beautiful room, for experimentation with chips and things like this.
Oh, sure.
So it's just, it's hard.
It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine.
It's hard.
Yeah. thinking about it, like I love a Bloody Mary, and a Bloody Mary has a lot of savory flavors in it. And even, you know, like if you get like Worcestershire sauce in there, oh, wow, I didn't think about it and I just said it. Oh, that's so great. Heck, that's so cool.
A miracle.
Brains.
A holiday miracle.
They do work. Yes, it is. And God bless us, everyone. Oh, geez. right, like you get some of those like fishy notes, those like kind of cheesy fishy notes in Worcestershire sauce, and that are shared by like Parmesan and other aged cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
And like a cheddar or something, and that is part of the nacho cheese note, and also I guess like the slight spice of it would go well with like the burn of alcohol. So, yeah, I could see it being just a fine thing.
Yeah. Well, listeners, if you happen to get it before it's sold out, please let us know. I know they're making more in January 2024.
Okay. Or if you choose to steep your own Doritos.
Ooh. That's true.
In a neutral
Why are we
spirit.
Letting them control the whole
thing? Yeah. Seize the means of production. Let's go.
You've opened up my eyes, Lauren. What am I doing? there is a lot written about this if you want to read more. Because, of course, there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still have some more for you. But first, we have a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
We're going to go there on this because this is people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. Well, I did want to close on a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Yes, these are not holiday products, just things that I read recently and I was like, oh. One is a new holiday article I read from Delish was all about the stress of cooking holiday food. And they were claiming like most of us don't even like it anyway. I'm not saying it, but that's what they were saying. But here's the quote. Holiday cooking, no surprise, makes us all a bit unhinged. Even though a survey found that 87.8% of people in the U.S. plan to make a holiday meal, a whopping 70% of the same group said they've lied to someone about enjoying a holiday meal. Two in five Americans say that the holidays negatively impact their mental health, with 39% saying that holiday meals are often the main source of their stress.
Oh, wow. Well, that's okay. There's a lot going on there because, I mean, saying that you've lied to someone about enjoying a holiday meal doesn't necessarily mean you dislike holiday dishes. You might dislike the way that someone made them.
True.
And you might be trying to be nice.
Right.
And I mean, right, like the holidays negatively impacting your mental health can have a lot of, I mean, that can have a lot of sources, right? You know, you might be stressed out about missing a loved one or about having to see family members who you don't necessarily get along with or, you know, any number of things like that. A lot of us experience a seasonal that thing where you get bummed, affective disorder. Thank you. Oh my goodness. That thing where you get bummed out because it's dark and you're stuck inside. Yeah. And holiday meals can be a main source of stress just because that is where you're seeing or not seeing those people that you want or don't want to see. So I'm not surprised by any of that.
No. No, but it is funny because I personally have experienced this in my own family where like, I go through all the stress to make this stuff because it's tradition.
Yeah.
And then some of it goes to waste.
Oh, sure.
Because
no one eats
maybe nobody. We're just eating it for the tradition part and maybe we're not like super into it. I love all the food we make, but it is like it's heavy food, you know?
Yeah. And it's a lot.
How much of it can you eat?
Sure. And a lot of it is, again, like these Victorian era casseroles because our whole concept of holiday cooking was cemented in Victorian America. Which was a different format of cooking than we currently use now most of the time.
Yep. Definitely. And then just one more thing.
Okay,
Campbell, the company, released their annual State of the Sides report. they surveyed 5,000 people. I think it's pretty new, but they've done it for a couple years. And mashed potatoes was voted the favorite side.
Okay.
Which we don't have at any of ours, so I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
From their website, 67% prefer side dishes to the entree, which is up by 1% from last year's report. The most popular side dishes this year are mashed potatoes, stuffing/dressing, mac and cheese, yams/sweet potatoes, and green bean casserole. I love hearing about people's sides because I just feel like there's such a wide array.
There's
so many different things people do.
And different versions of them.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Preparations. So I liked looking at this report because it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. But mashed potatoes, yeah, we've never had that.
I feel like any time that that my family is serving something that has a gravy component, we always have a mashed potato.
It makes sense. Like, I don't know why we don't do it. It makes sense. And that is a famous, for those of you like me who grew up watching Friends, that is a famous Friends episode, is that Monica is trying to make this Thanksgiving meal for everybody. And three of them all want mashed potatoes, but they're all different types of mashed potatoes. Like, one is chunky and one is smooth and one has this in it. Mm-hmm. She gets so frustrated. So I get it. As always, listeners, we do love hearing from you what your traditions are. What you do. Mm-hmm. I did include for Lauren. Lauren, I found this very funny BuzzFeed list about Christmas food fails, and it's very funny. So if you're looking for a chuckle, go look it up.
BuzzFeed Christmas food fails. Yeah. it's a lot of things that were meant to look nice but wound up looking less nice in funny ways.
Yes. Yeah. Very comical ways. Mm-hmm. whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, we hope that you are doing well. We hope there's a lot of good food involved.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And we would love to hear from you about those traditions, those foods. If you've tried any of the things that we mentioned, what are your favorite sides? Please let us know. You can email us at hello@saverpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.